This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
A crown of thorns placed on his head. He knew that he would soon be dead. He said, "Did you forget me, Father? Did you?" They nailed him to a wooden cross. Soon all the world would feel the loss of Christ. Hung his head and prepared to die, then lifted his face up to the sky, said, "I am coming home now, Father, to you." A reed which held his final sip was gently lifted to his lips. He drank his last and gave. Who had used a sword to pierce the body of our Lord said, "Truly, this was Jesus Christ, our Savior." He looked with fear upon his sword, then turned to face his Christ and Lord. Took from his head the thorny crown and wrapped him in a linen gown, then laid him down to rest inside the tomb. The holes in his hands, his feet inside, now with
ooh.
That beautiful duet about the death and resurrection of Jesus was called An Easter Hallelujah and sung there by Cassandra Starr and her older sister Callahan when Cassandra was only 10 years old. Wasn't that lovely? Whilst on holiday just a few weeks ago, my husband and I went to see Sister Act in live theatre, performed with great gusto by Berwick Amateur Operatic Society, and what a lovely evening we had. The plot of this musical centres around a lounge singer called Dolores Van Cartier, a real rough diamond, who was placed in St Catherine's Convent as part of a witness protection programme because she's witnessed a murder committed by her mobster boyfriend. Much to the Mother Superior's annoyance, Dolores brings a happy chaos to the convent. She disturbs their normal routines, she inspires their worship, and she brings new life to this run-down establishment. And the nuns see her as a breath of fresh air, and they love her music. Sadly, hardly anyone attends the convent's church anymore, and the convent faces closure. But the question is, will Dolores be able to turn things around? In today's gospel, Jesus informs his disciples that someone will come to replace him when he is no longer with them. And this someone will teach them and guide them. That someone, he tells them, is the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, one who will come alongside and counsel them. At this point, they don't understand that this Holy Spirit will continue Jesus' work on earth. He will shake up the dusty corridors of power, disturb the comfortable, comfort the disturbed, and bring new life to ordinary people. Rather like Dolores did, actually. Here's a really uplifting song called Oh Happy Day from Sister Act 2 with lead vocalist Ryan Toby.
Oh happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
oh happy day,
when Jesus was,
when Jesus was.
Let's hear that reading from John's Gospel, which takes place in the upper room a short while before Jesus' arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane. I'm reading John 14, 23 to 29. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." It's interesting here that even though Jesus knows what is ahead of him, his path of suffering and death, he's more concerned for his disciples than himself. He brings them comfort. He will not leave them orphans. He says to them, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not let them be afraid." These particular words are very meaningful to me. My mother had them marked out in red in her enlarged print Bible, which I inherited, and I didn't discover them until after her death. But the fact that she was comforted by them when she was alive gives me comfort too. And I often refer to them if I'm ever unsettled by the sad news I hear in the world today. But also in this reading, we are reassured that God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, will make a home in us if we keep his words, and he will make his presence felt. Marilla Ness sings our next song called "Be Still and Know I Am With You."
Be still and know I am with you. Be still.
I once read about a Cherokee Indian boy's rite of passage into adulthood. His father had to take him into the forest, blindfold him, and leave him alone. To pass the test, the boy was required to sit on a stump or log and not remove the blindfold until the morning light shone through it. He was not allowed to cry out for help, but if he survived the night, he was then a man. He was also sworn to secrecy about the experience, as each boy had to come into manhood on his own. It must have been very unnerving for the boy going through this process alone, as he listened to the strange noises of the night, where wild animals came prowling. The sound of the wind and the creaking trees must have terrified him. However, when the morning sun arose and he removed his blindfold, he came to discover that his father had been sitting beside him throughout the night, so he hadn't been alone after all. An advocate is someone in legal terms who will speak on a person's behalf. The original word here in this reading is parakletos, which means comforter, counsellor, helper, one who comes alongside and protects, or you could say just like that Indian brave's father. Let's listen to Chris Tomlin sing "Lord, I Need You."
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest, and without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My grace is found is where you are. And where you
Jesus taught that the Holy Spirit would come to teach the disciples what to do and how to do it. He would speak with authority, giving good, wise advice. This reminds me of the time I went to Crystal Palace National Sports Centre as one of the teachers with a party of school children. I remember clearly one evening when it was almost closing time in the swimming pool. The three of our older lads were stranded way up in the rafters on the concrete high diving board, afraid to jump. They didn't want to come down the steps either and lose face. "Just come down the steps if you don't want to jump. It's closing time," I shouted to them. "You come up, miss. We'll jump if you jump first." "Oh, all right then," I shouted back. Well, when I got up there, it was a different story. I looked down and boy, was it a long way down. It scared the life out of me. And now there were four of us stranded up there. Until wise advice came to us by the pool attendant way down below, who shouted, "Don't look down. Keep your eyes straight ahead and just jump." I don't know if you've ever watched Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, but if you have, you know the moment I'm talking about. They jump from a high cliff. Like them, I looked straight ahead, didn't look down at all, took a deep breath and stepped off that diving board and landed safely in the water. And my 3-year-old boys, not to be outdone by a woman, followed in seconds. Splash, splash, splash. We'd all listened to the advice given by that instructor and we trusted in her command because she knew what she was talking about, unlike me. Afterwards, we felt such a sense of achievement and great joy. And this is what the Holy Spirit brings. Here's Kristen and Keith Getty with Speak, O Lord.
Speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of Christ might be seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory. Teach us, Lord, full
As we read God's word, the Spirit instructs us and we become more like Jesus himself. But he reminds us of whose authority lies behind the words. They come from the Father, but of course these words are no use to us if we don't read them. The words of the Bible are very easy to read, digest, and recall because of their simple beauty and truth. They guide us and light our way through life. The writer of Psalm 119 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." Here's Amy Grant singing those words. Thy word is a light unto our path.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid and think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart forever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide and hold me to your side, and I will
I seem to recall a quote which said, "Our responsibility today is not to know the future. It's to trust in the God who holds the future and be confident that we are safe in his hands." May God's word become for you a lamp for your feet and a light upon your path, and give you such confidence as you journey through life. And may you through these words discover the deep peace of the risen Lord which passes all understanding. May I finish with St. Paul's special prayer, which can be found in Ephesians 3, where he says, "I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." Lovely words there. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick, my technical assistant, saying goodbye for today. Thank you for joining us on New Day Dawning. That's all we have time for now. Our final hymn today is a song I recently wrote based upon Psalm 46. And the title is "Be Still and Know That I Am God." Here it is to end our program today. Bye for now.
God is our refuge, our strength, our all, an ever-present help whenever we call. his way. Though mountains crumble, our God will say, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Though mighty mountains quake as waters roar, though seas all surge and foam, all this and more, we will not fear, we will be still, and listen to his voice and seek his will. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Nations in uproar, kingdoms fall, and hearts are anxious, one and all. His river flows, such joy it brings, living waters say, God is with you.